Performance regression testing compares every new build against a known good baseline and fails the build when a change makes pages measurably slower. It matters because speed doesn't stay fixed. Google's research found most performance improvements regress within 6 months, and a Deloitte study for Google linked a tenth of a second of mobile speed to a conversion lift of more than 8%. The gate is built on Core Web Vitals, largest contentful paint, interaction to next paint, and cumulative layout shift. Start by measuring your main branch 3 to 5 times and keeping the median, because Google notes the median of 5 runs is about twice as stable as 1. Then set each budget at that baseline plus a small tolerance, roughly 10%, so a page that slides from good to slightly worse still fails, even while it's inside Google's absolute thresholds. Wire the check into your pipeline so a pull request that busts a budget shows a red check naming the page and the metric. 2 blind spots remain. A cold page load has no interactions, so it can't measure interaction to next paint. You have to script the clicks. And a lab run is 1 user on a quiet server. In the worked example, a product page held just over 2 seconds for a single user, but climbed to nearly 3.5 at 500 concurrent users. So baseline your main branch, set budgets, gate every pull request, and add a real browser load stage before release.